In July, Montgomery County's clerk went rogue and started granting marriage licenses to gays and lesbians, defying a state ban. Under a Jewish wedding canopy, or chuppah, two brides signed the very first marriage certificate issued to a same-sex couple in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Their wedding video shows Dee Spagnuolo and Sasha Ballin and their three young children surrounded by friends and family holding umbrellas.
It is now with great pleasure that I pronounce you spouses for life and legally married in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And
before they traditionally, in Jewish weddings, the groom stomps on a symbolic glass, marking the end of the ceremony. It turns out that's harder in heels.
I did it at my wedding.
Pennsylvania filed suit against Bruce Haynes, the clerk in Montgomery County. He issued more than 100 marriage licenses before the court told him to stop. Haynes argues after the Supreme Court's decision, he believes denying these couples marriage licenses would violate the Constitution. Niels Fredrickson, spokesman for Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, says that wasn't the clerk's call to make.
We are a government of laws, and the process is there to change laws or challenge laws, These issues are not solved by individual public officials deciding based on their own personal opinions what to do and what not to do.
Spagnuolo and Ballin are among two dozen couples who've asked the state to recognize their marriage licenses. Their lawyer, David Cohen, thinks one reason Pennsylvania has had so much legal activity, both in state and federal courts, is location.
You have a lot of people living here, seeing that their neighbors are getting something that they aren't.
Pennsylvania remains the only state in the Northeast which does not legally recognize gay and lesbian partnerships. Delaware and New York have same-sex marriage, New Jersey has civil unions, and a judge there ruled last week the state must begin recognizing marriages. Governor Chris Christie has appealed. Brian Moulton of Human Rights Campaign says that since the Supreme Court's decision, couples have filed dozens of constitutional challenges to state laws around the country.
It's less about, you know, identifying a particular state where it's the right argument, but rather a place where, you know, there's perhaps the greatest likelihood of success before the courts.
The ACLU has thrown its weight behind suits in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina in efforts to set precedents that would legalize same-sex marriage throughout the country. It expects federal judges in these regions will be receptive. Opponents of same-sex marriage in Pennsylvania say they would prefer to go through the state legislature instead of the courts. Randy Wenger is counsel for the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
We believe this is an issue that should be decided legislatively. We should debate it as a society, and ultimately the best place in a democracy to deal with difficult issues is in our legislature.
Thursday, the first openly gay man elected to the Pennsylvania legislature, Representative Brian Sims, introduced a marriage bill in the state House of Representatives, but it faces long odds in the Republican-controlled legislature. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.